Welcome to On the Verge with Kara Bradley. Weekly blasts of no-hype advice and essential practices to settle down, show up, and shift from crazy busy to high-definition, high-voltage living. I'm coming at you from the middle of Storm Stella. We are getting walloped in Philadelphia today and on the Northeast. Everything is closed. Shut down. Do not go on the roads. And I come to you from my closet. You know, I record these podcasts from my walk-in closet because the sound quality is the best. But there's something just really enjoyable about standing in my closet and talking into a microphone. It keeps me very grounded and humble, I will tell you that. So here we are. I've got this full day, this blank day with nothing on the schedule, with nothing to do. And as I was preparing this morning for the day, I realized that my day, just like the weather outside, is this blank sheet and what to do with it. We have these opportunities throughout our lives, even throughout every single day, these moments, these pockets of white space, I call them. What to do with the white space? I'd like to talk to you about that today because I'm really intrigued with how my relationship with white space. Sometimes it's loving and joyful, and sometimes there's a lot of anxiety around white space. And so hopefully you can relate to some of it and carry away with you after today's podcast how you deal with white space, maybe to find more white space in your life. So what is white space? White space is those moments on your calendar. Right? So let's just back it up to your daily calendar. Looking at your daily calendar, okay, you have phone call here, meeting there, you've got to be at work from this time to this time, or you've got the kids thing here and there. But there's time in between all of that. There are moments, there are minutes, there may even be hours where there's nothing scheduled. What do we do with that time? Do we fill it? Do we allow ourselves to experience the natural unfolding of it? This white space is really precious. In my opinion, in my experience, it's where I experience life. We experience ahas. We have flashes of insight. We have those moments of release and surrender. It's during the white space that we shift into being, into living on the verge. So one of my practices, it's not all the time, I'm not perfect, guys. I'm just playing at this stuff just like all of you. But one of my practices, when I can remember to do it, is to look out at my week and to identify some white space or potential white space. Maybe it's Thursday at lunch. There's nothing I have scheduled. Or perhaps it's Friday evening when there are no plans. Maybe it's just that obvious. So to start with the macro and a look at our week and to identify an hour, a half hour, an evening, a day, where there's nothing scheduled and where nothing needs to be scheduled. White space. Looking at the macro white space on your calendar. What happens then when you start to identify times during your week, times during your day, when you can allow yourself, and here's the big word, to linger? I love that word, linger. What does it mean to linger? To allow life to unfold without a plan, without needing to force anything, or to fix anything, or to fill. Right? To fill your day. Oh, great. I've got a day off. It's a snow day. I can get so much done, right? That was my first thought. I can get so much done today. I've got the house to myself, which is amazing in itself. I can get so much off my list. But is that really the best use of my time? So I can cross some things off my list and answer some email so I can write a blog or even record a podcast, right? This is getting something done. But is that really what our lives are truly about? Or can I compromise And balance, lingering with doing. Lingering to allow the moment to unfold spontaneously. We have no idea what's going to happen next. We have no idea what may arise in the next moment, the phone call, right? The trip down the stairs, the aha, an awakening, a moment of release. We have no idea. If we plan every second of our day, we block ourselves from allowing the spontaneous arising of energy to shift our lives. I'm going to say that again because it helps me. If we plan every minute of our day and fill every minute of our day when there are no plans, we block ourselves from ever experiencing the natural arising of life. By putting down the schedules, by lingering, by really in many ways practicing creating white space in our lives, in our schedules, we start to trust that life isn't just about doing. Life is about being, experiencing, allowing, creating, like rolling with the energy of life. Last December, I had some big ahas. I've talked about it in some of these episodes. One of the biggest ahas I had was that when I allow myself to be informed by what's happening in the present moment, oftentimes, let me just say it, all the time, what I feel and what I say and what I do is much more powerful. When I allow myself to rest in the moment fully, without having to plan or force or fix anything, what comes through me in the form of sensation or insight or aha is spot on. It's spot on. And it's so scary that it's so spot on. Sitting and lingering and allowing yourself to live in white space where there's no plans, where there's nothing to do, where there's nothing to answer and nowhere to be, even if it's for 60 seconds, can allow you the opportunity to hear where life is moving you, how life is speaking through you. Years ago, one of the first times I sat in on a live session with Adi Ashanti, he's really one of my prime teachers. I've been to several of his retreats and I've read everything, and look him up if you haven't heard of him. Adya, Adya, Shanti, Shanti. He's an American-born spiritual teacher that I adore. Anyhow, I was sitting in this church because that's where he was giving his talk. And he said two sentences that shifted me and has stayed with me. As he was talking in his just eloquent way that I adore, he said, "How does silence speak through you? And how does stillness move through you? How does silence speak? How does movement, how does stillness move?" When we sit in the white space, which really just means there's nothing to do and nowhere to go and nothing to be, how is life moving you? In that wide open, unscheduled time, what's coming through you?
This is powerful stuff. This is inquiry. This is meditation. This is spiritual practice. You don't need to be in any specific pose or doing any specific thing. It's just sitting, noticing, allowing, watching, observing, experiencing how each moment is coming through you, how you're being called to speak, how you're being called to move. And I work this practice when I teach. I often go in, I don't have a plan anymore. I really don't. We have a focus of the month at Verge Body Mind, and I'll use that as a light guide. But for the most part, I go in and I trust that I will know, that stillness will speak through me, this awesome, spacious, eternal stillness, and that the stillness in me will move me in the exact way that I need to teach. It's just what happens. So I've practiced that as a teacher, but I'm still working on it in my daily life. And I find that white space, a moment, a minute, an hour, a day, can allow me to recognize that intelligence as it emerges through me, as it moves me, as it speaks through me. And so today on this snow day, this amazing day where life has shut us down, I have this opportunity. I could get a crap load of work done. I could sit at my computer and be busy from now until midnight. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to allow myself to do that. I'm going to honor what I've experienced in the past and allow myself some moments to linger. Now, obviously, I can't do too much outside because it's sleeting and snowing and ugly and windy and blizzard conditions. Don't go outside by whatever you can have to do. Stay inside, right? The news says. But I can linger in my home. You know, I can linger with a cup of tea. I can linger looking out the window. I can linger here and there. Even just linger and look at my stuff in my house. You know, really seeing the space in which you live, not from a judgmental place, but a, wow, I own that figurine. Where did I get that? What happened when I bought that, or who gave that to me? You know, we don't often just sit in life like this. One of my favorite things to do during the spring is to go into my backyard and just to walk and to look and to notice new blossom, right? Dying leaves still on the ground, the brook behind my house, which is ever-changing, to linger, to allow myself to linger. And there's incredible joy when you can really let yourself do this. So not doing it with, okay, here's my minute of white space. Now, is it almost over? Because I got to get back to, you know, checking off that stuff on my to-do list. Or to really bask in the joy of lingering. So how can you linger today? Is there space on your schedule? And I'm going to tell you there is. You know, every 20 minutes, 20 to 30 minutes, we should be getting up from our desk and walking around. It's just for the health of our spine. It's for our just overall health. Every 20 to 30 minutes, we need to get up and take a few minutes and just walk around, not sprint, not do anything specific, although you can, you know, get down on the ground, do push-ups if you want. But perhaps today there's some kind of timer on your phone that just reminds you every 20 to 30 minutes, just get up and linger for a minute. Just walk around, go make a cup of tea, look out the window. Not check your phone, but actually check your life. So there is white space that we can start to cultivate or at least commit to in our lives. And I think once we start doing it every 20 to 30 minutes, every hour, we can start to then commit longer periods of time during the day. Maybe from 5:30 to 6:30 before I start cooking dinner, you know, while the kids are doing their homework, I'm going to allow myself to linger, to putt around. Sometimes it's puttering, you know, not hardcore cleaning, right? But puttering. Let me make this space beautiful right here. Not as something you have to do, right? There's the art of flower arranging in the Buddhist tradition. And that's what it is. It's just lingering with flowers. You can linger with a corner in your room. My friend Annie, who's a beautiful designer of many different practices, you know, often says, make every corner of your room beautiful, of your home. So can you just move into a corner and linger? And how can I move the energy in this space so that it's beautiful? Just like you would skillfully place flowers in a vase. This shifts us from doing to being, from always doing and crossing off things on our list to experiencing life as it unfolds right now in this moment. We start to listen to how silence is speaking through us and how movement, stillness is moving through us. And so as I move through my day now into this snowy chandra, I'm going to go downstairs and I'm going to make breakfast and I'm going to make a fire. And then I'm going to linger before I dive in and open my computer and look at my emails. I'm going to give myself some time. So I wish you all this gift of lingering, the gift of white space. Create it, play with it, explore it, enjoy it, and let me know how it's going. Because I think the more that we can allow white space to emerge and ourselves to sit and bask in white space, the happier, the more content we'll be.
If you're feeling fired up from this episode, please share it with a friend and review this podcast on iTunes and Google Play. And help me help more folks show up for their high-definition, high-voltage life.